This episode of the TalkCast podcast was recorded back in earlier of 2021 in April. Disclaimer, some topics in this episode may not be accurate due to unknown circumstances. This episode was deleted back in April 2021, and I really don't know why it was. The topics in this episode also may not be accurate as of October 2021. Thank you and enjoy this episode.
You're listening to the TalkCast podcast
with Jordan Adler. That's me.
It starts right now on your favorite podcast network.
Hey, welcome back to the TalkCast podcast. I am Jordan Adler, your host with the most. And it's good to be here with you today. This is episode 7 of season 4. Yes, this is an older episode that got deleted back in April. That was in the disclaimer. So that's that. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to like. Make sure to rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast network. And search for the TalkCast. Go to anchor.fm/thetalkcast to find out where you can listen to that and more. There are 13 other ways that you can listen to the TalkCast podcast, and I am adding more to that list. So check out the websites in the description down below, and let me know how you enjoy this episode. And if you have a voice message, make sure to give me that as well. If you enjoyed this episode, and let's start it, yo! You guys deserve a explanation why I haven't been posting on my podcast. The reason for that is that I've been so busy. I've been busy with life. I've been doing my Artist Insider talk show, talk show that I do on Facebook Live. On Saturdays for the last 2 months, I've been doing that. So that explains a lot right there. And that takes most of my time on Saturdays, which I was recording my new episodes on Saturdays. But now I'm just doing it at random times when the studio is open. I'm at a local studio right now. And the quality in here is a lot better than the quality at my house. So I'm just going to be doing my shows on here. So I'm going to be recording some new episodes today. Release them back-to-back weeks for you. How cool is that, right? Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. So that's why I haven't been posting. Sorry about that. Don't get your panties in a twist. I just been focusing on my Artist Insider talk show. Because right now, that is, I'm going to say, more important right now. To get all that done, because we're about done. We're going to April 24th, so that'd be the last episode on April 24th. So, then after that, I'm going to focus on my stop motion movie, which I'm doing a sequel to my Psycho Stalker movie that I did in 2018. I'm doing a sequel to that, and which I'm very excited to do. So, you know, there's been a lot of secret projects that I've been working on. And I'm in the process of coming up with a game show, a virtual game show, which I'll tell you more about that later on in the upcoming weeks, maybe in the next couple of months or so. Still processing everything about that. And still in the process, I am trying to find love. I'm trying to find, you know, happiness in life. I mean, Valentine's Day was not that good. I mean, I just spent time celebrating myself. Single Awareness Day. I've never been with someone on Valentine's Day in my entire life. I've never been with someone on that day. It always goes bad before that day. So, and I don't know what it feels like to be loved by someone on Valentine's Day. Yes, my mom and my dad celebrate me and love and stuff. I'm sorry if you heard that yelling. I don't know why they're yelling in the next room, but oh well. They know I'm recording my podcast. Crazy people. Anyways, I'll try to edit that part out. Probably not, because the editing software sucks. But, you know, that's why I do raw and genuine stuff on here. No editing, uncut, you know, unedited. Just the way you like it. Raw and genuine. Just how things should be, right? Yeah, I think so too. I'm just been Valentine's Day was me hanging out with my dog Emily and eating Skittles and watching American Idol. And I loved the first episode of American Idol. That was so good. I'm gonna be watching it tonight. While I'm recording this, it's on Sunday. So American Idol comes on tonight. The Rookie comes on tonight, which I'm very excited to watch both of those shows. Those are my happiness during the week. I used to watch like 5 shows a week. Now I'm just watching 2, 3, 4, 3 shows a week now. The Masked Dancer was on. I watched that. I'm waiting for The Masked Singer to come back on. I'll start watching that again. And then if Survivor comes on, I'll watch that. If all these other shows come on, I'll start watching them too. Do you watch shows? What kind of shows do you watch? I mean, I know you can't comment on these podcasts, but I always want to make sure, you know, you can always contact me on my email, which is djjmanonair@gmail.com. That's my email to leave your comments, your feedback. I believe that email address in the podcast and description down below, alongside with my website and where you can follow me at, etc., etc., etc. But let's get on to the topic of this podcast. But before we do that, make sure to rate us 5 stars in your favorite podcast network by searching for The Talkcast. I want to be like the second one on Apple Podcasts, so we'll see how things go. You can listen to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast at by searching for The Talkcast, or go to anchor.fm/talkcast to find out more information where you can listen at for free. How cool is that, right? Free. F-R-E-E. And you can also leave a message, a voice message, and I will replay those in the upcoming episodes. So that's what's up right there. But yeah, today is my dad's birthday, so happy birthday, Dad. I love you so much. Thanks for being you. And we spent time with him yesterday. We had some lasagna and some salad and garlic bread and all that stuff. So it was good to celebrate with him. Me and him had a really good baseball game, field game to play. So that was really good. And we just had a really good time. So, yeah. Big shout out to him. Thanks so much for being you, Daddy. I love you so much. And now, let's finally get on to today's topic, this week's topic of the Talkcast podcast, because we're back in action, baby. This is episode 7, I believe, of season 4. A few more episodes left of this season. I'll be popping out at you every week, starting this week. I'm going to get back into the groove of things. So this episode is about me describing myself to my future girlfriend. Now, if this don't seem good to you, you don't have to listen after this point. But I will give advice to someone at the end of this podcast episode. So after I describe all this to my future girlfriend, whoever that may be. So the things that you need to know about me. 1, yes, I do stutter. It happens to the best of us. Ryan Seacrest stutters. I stutter. American Idol people stutter. Katy Perry stutters. Everybody stutters. So I do stutter a little bit. 2, we're going to get to the important things of my life that you need to know about. 1, I'm in a wheelchair. I am wheelchair bound. Two, because I have a bone disease called OI, which stands for osteogenesis imperfecta, which means that my bones break easy. Three, you can find out more about that on a previous episode of the Talkcast podcast titled Living with OI. I described everything about it in that episode, so go check that one out. Let's see. Five, I love Skittles. Yes, I love Skittles. Six, I live in Arizona, so you have to be local, or if you want to long distance, I'm cool with that too. Just let me know. Hit me up, girl. You know what's up. Number seven, I would consider doing long distance again if the person wants to commit and come visit me, you know, if they're not in the state. I mean, yes, it is Corona times. I do understand that. But, you know, people can fly in the states. So, come fly to me. If you are clean, if you are quarantined for 14 days, you can come and say hi to me, you know. If we want to do long distance. I mean, we can do FaceTimes, VR chats. I make those fun. You know, I make VR chats fun, like dating-wise. You know, audio, sleep dates, whatever the case may be. We'll make it fun. And there's all sorts of apps where you can watch movies together virtually. So we'll make it happen. You know, trust me. I put 1,010% in someone that I date. So I expect the person that wants to date me to do the same too. That's how the cookie crumbles with me. So, eight, I am not retarded. Nine, I am not paralyzed. People think that I'm paralyzed, and I'm not. So, yes, I have feeling in all of my body. I am flexible. I am vulnerable. I am loyal, kind, honest. I have really good hands for massages. Massaging is one of my hobbies in life. I love doing that. I give really good massages. So if you need, you know, foot massage, shoulder massage, I am your man for that. I can definitely do that for you on those long, long days. You just want to come home and just relax. I can take care of you. I'm good. Okay, that's like 9, so like 10. I still live with my mom until she dies. Because the house that we have now is actually under my name. And if she dies, then it's my house. So if I meet someone and we talk and stuff and we want to date, but we want to live together, and she can come to my house and we can live together, and we have to go to SSI and clear everything up with them, you know, but it can work. Possible. It can work. Yeah, so that's that. Let's see. 11, I can't drive. So the person that wants to date me has to have a vehicle that wants to come and see me, you know, drive to me or with me. That'd be the only case. Or I can go and see them. Vice versa. But yeah, I can't drive. Because I have panic attacks a lot. I get anxiety a lot. And I just don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to hurt anyone else. So yeah, that's that. Episode 12. The things that you need to know. 12. Let's see. I'm short. I'm like 4'8", 4'9", if I stand up. Yeah, I can't walk. I'm wheelchair bound. I already said that. But I have long arms, long legs, and short body. And really nice brain that likes to work over time. You know how that works. So yeah, that's my body. Let's see. 13. I'm not too picky. about how the person looks. If you, you know, if you're thick, I mean, I like thickness. I like skinny, but not too skinny, you know. I look for the personality first before the looks. So if you have a really good personality and a good heart and you fully, like, understand me and are not judgmental, then there's, like, 110% that I will actually enjoy you and enjoy the company that you give. So that's that. So, like, 15 or 14? 14, 15? 15 reasons? Let's see. I am a not. Hold up. I love to cuddle. So, if you like to cuddle, watch movies together, eat Skittles, eat candy, whatever, eat popcorn, then I'm down for that. I'm, like, game for that. We can, like, have fun. I am good to have fun with. I like to joke around. If you joke around, then I'll know that you like me. If I joke around with you, then I will like you too. Let's see. Number 16 or 15 or 16. 16 reasons that you need to know about of me is that I have two dogs. One of them is a therapy dog of mine. Her name is Emily. My mom has a therapy dog named Bonnie. So if you're a dog person, that's another 10,000% chance that I will like you. If the dogs like you, that's like 15,010% that everything's going to be good. Because they're a really good judge of character. So if they like you a lot, then you're going to be a good person. Hands down. Let's see, number 19, I believe. I love to play video games, but I don't want to find a girlfriend that likes to play video games. I mean, they can if they want. I mean, I would like it if they like to play video games, because we can play together. That'd be, like, really cute. But they don't really have to. It's not a requirement. I mean, I'm not picky with type of girl, type of person that I want to date. I just gotta find the right one, you know? So, I'm just doing this podcast episode because I feel like one of the 9,000 people that is listening to this podcast must like me, you know? If you're still listening to this podcast, the chances are that you still like me. And I love that. I appreciate that. I love your support. I mean, I'm down to date a fan. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm down to date a fan. I mean, that'd be a pretty cool experience. I mean, if you're a good person, why not, right? I mean, lately I've been using this app called Slowly, where you can send letters, virtual letters to people in different countries and different states of America, and I've been having fun with that. I mean, I've met a lot of cool people on that, so the chances are, if you live in a different country, we might be able to talk on there. I mean, who knows? The more the merrier, right? But yeah, let's see. What else is there to know about me? I can push myself. So that's like 20. I'm very independent. That's 21. I have a really nice bed that will fit both of us in it. So that's 22. I'm a Jesus freak. No, not really. But I am Christian. I do go to church. It would be nice to find someone that believes like I do, but it's not a requirement. I mean, the two oaks of the egg have to be equal, but there, I met some people where both of the eggs, you know, are not equal, but they still get along. One don't believe and the other one believes. I mean, it is what it is. If you believe, if you don't believe, I'm not going to hold it against you. Like, we can still date if you want. I mean, I've dated a Mormon before, and I've heard from multiple Mormons that they wouldn't date me because I'm not Mormon, which is kind of sucks because everything else about them was perfect. You know, they was nice, sweet, pretty. Their personalities were great, but I just couldn't date them. And since some you can't, and some you can. Just depends who the family is, I guess. Because I thought it was a Mormon thing, but then I talked to multiple Mormons, and they're like, "No, it's not a Mormon thing. You can date whoever you want to date." But everybody. Mostly everybody at my high school was Mormon, so, or they just didn't believe, one of those two. But, 24? I lost count, sorry. Cookies. The cookie must crumble. 23. I love sports. I love baseball. Baseball is my favorite sport of all time. College, baseball, softball, college football. I like some teams of the NFL. I love some teams of the NBA, but that's it. I love baseball. Baseball is my thing. I play baseball. I'm in the Miracle League of Arizona, which is a special league here in Arizona where people with disabilities can play baseball, which is pretty awesome. Everybody gets a chance to play baseball in this league, and that's how it should be. I mean, I wasn't allowed to be in the Special Olympics, in the local Special Olympics, which is kind of sucks. My friends and my teachers are trying to get me into the Special Olympics, but no good. No point. But my pastor at my church owns a tennis company, and he helps people with disabilities play tennis. So he actually invited me to, practice the basics around tennis. So I'm thinking about doing that if the baseball thing don't work out. I haven't played baseball in over almost 2 years. It'd be in 2 years in May. No, I haven't played baseball, so I'm kind of missing it. I'm missing it a lot. I was suspended from the league for a few because I posted a video like hating on the league because I thought they wasn't treating me right, and I still think they didn't. But part of me thinks that they do whatever they want. They have their favorites, so. It is what it is. I'll be a star when I want to be a star. That's how the cookie is going to crumble. I keep saying that, but it is true. It's a very cool league. I love it a lot. I've been playing for 9 years. And I'm not stopping. I'm not going to stop playing it. So, just hoping that everything goes well with Corona and we get through this battle together and it's going to be good. So, 25, 26, I believe, reasons that you need to know about me. I love music. Yeah, I love music. Music is my passion in life. That and helping people is my second passion in life. I'm very good at massages. I love helping people that way. I design websites for people that need them. I help internet radio stations get noticed and get more listeners. I love helping people. That should be on my tombstone or my can where I get cremated. Loved helping people. J-Man. Something like that. I don't know. But yeah, speaking of that, I was almost in a car accident. The other day, it was a crazy, scary, situation. I'm not gonna go over it. I'll go over like the basics of it So we was on our way home from the bank, or from the mail post office, and my mom was in the left turning lane to turn left at the light, and she was turning left, but she thought the car in front of her didn't go yet, so she was waiting for the car to go, but it obviously did when the light turned green. And then the light turned red, and she just kept going forward and turning left. And then all the traffic from the right side of the street that we was crossing was all coming forward at us. There was one car inches away from hitting us, like sideways. So we was like inches away from getting hit by like multiple cars. Some miracle happened and we survived it, and I'm like, wow, I'm still shocked, still surprised that it happened. But that happened like on Friday. But anyways, I'm going to end this podcast episode right here because there's some noises happening in one studio. Someone's playing like a really loud, like barking audio sound. So I don't know why they're doing that. They know that I'm recording a show, recording a podcast. Anyways, yeah, I'm not gonna edit this out. I never edit my podcast. I used to, but I'm so raw and genuine that these podcasts do very well unedited and raw. So that's what you get on here. Next week's episode is gonna be it's gonna be 13 Reasons Why. That's gonna be for I'm gonna give you advice. I'm going to talk about the 13 reasons why I wanted to say game over to life and game over to, you know, finding love again. So I'm gonna tell you about that. It might be an emotional podcast episode. We'll see how things go, but yeah, like, comment, rate us 5 stars in Fred Podcast Network, and go listen to all the other podcast episodes when you get a chance, and I will see you guys in the next episode. So the advice that I want to give you, here it is, don't judge a book by its cover, okay? Don't judge someone. Get to know their personality first before you judge them. If you have known me for a while, you know that my personality is, you know, is pretty cool, pretty good. It's not the best, but it's pretty great. And that should be the first thing that you see in a person, is their personality. So see their personality. Get another personality. If you think it's going to go any further than that, then, you know, you can date them. You know, start flirting and doing your thing. But just don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge anyone by their race, by their color, by their shape, by their disability, by anything, okay? Because it's making their life more miserable, and it's making your life miserable too. I mean, it may sound good in the moment when you say it. You might think it's funny, but it's not. It's not funny at all. Don't judge anyone. Judging is so bad. The only person that can judge us is God. And if you don't believe it or not, that is the truth. The world needs to see that, especially now, with all this corona stuff happening and, like, Black Lives Matter. I mean, all lives matter, you know? Doesn't matter what color is your skin. Everybody matters. We're all human. All the animals, they all matter. Everybody matters. So, get that in your head. Anyways, I hope that helped you in any way. if you have judged someone in your previous life, then forgive yourself and say I'm sorry to that person that you judged. Okay, it's not right. Okay, so on that note, believe in yourself and you go far in life. I love you guys so much, and thanks so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, of the Talkcast podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode, which will be 13 Reasons Why, episode 8 of season 4. Roll the outro. Bye! Oh yeah, if you want to date me, all my information is in the description down below. So, if you want to send me a message or email or whatnot, everything is on the description down below. So, go check it out. Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of the Talkcast podcast. If you did, make sure to rate us 5 stars and subscribe to the podcast and follow the Talkcast all over social media to stay updated in the loop on Facebook at the Talkcast and Instagram at Talkcast podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Talkcast podcast.